Next in the important part is the textiles and garments. We have got a very strong base as far as these items of exports are concerned. Since a very long time, we are a leading exporter country of textiles and garments in the world. We are leaders. Textile is traditionally a major contributor to India's merchandising exports since a very, very long time. Right? Even when the Britishers were over here, they used to export our cotton, ordinary cotton they used to export to Europe and there process it into cloth and import this cloth over here. Today we are doing the reverse. We are not exporting cotton. No. We are processing them into ready-made garments and sending it, adding a lot of value to that. And here we are the sixth largest exporter of textiles and garments, that is apparels in the world. But this is a very capital intensive mill sector which we have got in India. It is the second largest in the world. Look at the textile mills, yarn mills that we have got, huge mills. In the past, Bombay was having 10 to 12 large mills, textile, yarn manufacturing, etc. But now those mills have gone out from Bombay and the hub has become Ahmedabad. And then other cities also, they have generated these kinds of large mills as far as cotton yarn, cotton fabric is concerned. Up to the stage of dyeing and processing of these textile material. Not only that, then there are garment manufacturers. Powerloom is one of the most essential markets as far as our India's textile sector is concerned. Apart from that, we have got silk, we have got cotton, jute, synthetic rayon, and fastest growing industry is the ready-made garment sector. Right from printed, dyed fabrics, nowadays we are less on exporting fabrics and fibers. We are more on exporting the ready-made garments. These are some of the top products exported from the country as far as this textile sector is concerned. Petroleum, yes, as I told you before when we went to the import part of it, that we are a net importer of crude oil, large quantities of crude oil. But in India, we have developed many refineries and the refining capacities have increased significantly since 2001-2002. Due to which we have become a net exporter of petroleum refinery products, not crude products, but petroleum refinery products. We have become a net exporter. And this product has now emerged as one of the largest items in our export basket. So much so that we earned at least $1 out of every 10 from export of petroleum products. That means $10 worth of export of all products, at least $1 was from refined products. That means 10% of the export basket is on petroleum products, refined products. And again, we are expanding on this more and more. Oil companies export major export petroleum products like high-speed diesel, motor spirits, aviation turbine fuel, naphtha, etc. to various countries in the world. Not only that, but today mostly all the world airlines, their planes are coming to India. And India has become a fueling point, fueling stage for those international carriers, because we have been able to generate aviation turbine fuel. We go to defense. At one time, India was a net defense item importer from Russia. We used to import all defense, major portion of our defense items from Russia. But today, it is virtually being reversed. Last year, India has secured the biggest export order for military hardware worth 232 crores from only UAE, one country, UAE. And we are already executing that order stage by stage. UAE and several other countries are showing interest in goods manufactured by our OFB, that is our ordnance factories in India. They're showing more and more interest. Yes, give us more of defense production. We have confirmed orders for upgrading Myanmar's T-72 tanks, battle tanks. We are supplying DRDO radars to Armenia, all radars for defense purposes to Armenia. We are supplying 226T multi-utility helicopters to Jordan. These are our defense exports which have been generated from this Make in India strategy. We are getting ready to ink, I think by today, yes, it has already been signed, that light combat aircraft for Royal Malaysian Air Force. That is our Tejas. We are exporting to Malaysia. When we look at the current export trend, overall trend, our merchandise export in 21-22 has increased by 46.53%. Value of non-petroleum and non-gems and jewelry exports have started registering a positive growth. In the past, item number one of export was gems and jewelry. Item number two was textiles. Today, it is now going into more and more of these items which are non-petroleum based, non-gems and jewelry based. There is a positive growth. There is the door open for you to enter into. In recent years, India exported mostly pearls, precious and semi-precious stones, jewelry, that is 16% of total shipments, mineral fuels, oils, waxes, bituminous substances, that is 12%, vehicles, yes, we are exporters of cars, three-wheelers. You go to Sri Lanka, you will find the three-wheeler auto rickshaw that you are seeing over here. You will see the same thing at Sri Lanka also. We have exported over there. Vehicles, parts and accessories, 5%. Nuclear reactors, we have started exporting them. Boilers, machineries and machinery appliances, 5%. Pharmaceutical products, 5%. And when we go to pharmaceutical products, let me tell you that during this COVID-19 pandemic, we were the largest exporters of vaccine, COVID vaccine. We have exported to virtually all countries in the world. And throughout the world, we have been the largest manufacturer and exporter of these vaccines. Even today, we are sending these vaccines to all countries in the world. And then organic chemicals, It's not much, four chemicals only. We have to expand on chemicals. Our export partners, yes, US is 15%, UAE is 11%, Hong Kong only 5%. Of course, all items going to Hong Kong goes to other neighboring countries around Hong Kong, including China. China direct 4%, Singapore 4%. Again, goods going to Singapore goes to other neighboring Asian countries. UK only 3%. UK may reduce, but the other countries, there is a lot of scope for expansion. Again, we look at the January 22, just like I showed you for India's import. Let's look at India's exports. United States, US, it has increased. UAE, yes, it has increased. China, it is reduced. Our exports to China has reduced. Netherlands has reduced. Indonesia has increased to a great extent. Singapore, roughly very marginal increase. Yes, Hong Kong, there is an increase. Saudi Arabia, there is a considerable increase in exports. South Africa, yes, there is a considerable increase in exports. Malaysia, yes, there is a considerable increase in exports. Australia, yes, there is a slight increase. Germany, there is a decrease in Germany. Brazil, increase. Belgium, there is a decrease in export. France, there is an increase. Nepal, there is an increase. Italy, there is a decrease in export. Italy has imported less from us. Nigeria, virtually static. Israel, yes, there is an increase. Thailand, there is a reduction of export to Thailand. Japan, there is a reduction of export. That means trade with Japan was on a reducing level, both for import and export. Excuse me. Taiwan, there is a huge jump in our export to Thailand, to Taiwan. That's a very big jump. And Taiwan today is a very big market for us because they are trying to come out of China's shadow. And therefore, we have got to develop that market more. Spain, there's a marginal decrease. Canada, marginal decrease. Sri Lanka, there's a decrease. Why? Again, Sri Lanka is in a turmoil. Egypt, there is a small increase in export. Iran, there is an increase in export. Kenya was a strategic market for our export, but now it has reduced to a very great extent, virtually half. Russia, there is a slight increase in export. Philippines, there is a reduction in the export to Philippines. Iraq, there is a slight increase. Switzerland, there is a slight increase in our export to Switzerland. Portugal, there is an increase. Sweden, there is a slight increase. Denmark, there is a slight increase. Pakistan, there is a reduction. Why? Because our political ties with Pakistan have been very bad and our trade has been affected to a very great extent. So, Pakistan exports have decreased. Greece exports have decreased. Ireland exports are virtually same on a level. Of course, this difference can be due to the exchange rate fluctuation. New Zealand export has virtually halved. Now, I think we are getting into a partnership with New Zealand on new terms. Finland, very small marginal increase. Luxembourg, very small decrease, because that's a small country, you know. What are our India's exports from product-wise? non-basmati rice from previous to now, it has increased. Manufactured goods, yes, it has increased. Engineering products has reduced. Export of engineering goods has reduced. Chemicals and products have increased. Agricultural products have slightly increased compared to previous year. Electronic goods, yes, there is a considerable increase in electronic goods. Textiles, excluding ready-made garments, has reduced. Look here, I told you, we are going on a reducing level for textiles and yarn, but we are trying to increase the ready-made garments. Okay, leather and leather products, there's a slight increase. Ores has reduced. I told you, we want to reduce our ores and mined products and increase the end products. Handicrafts, there is a small reduction because of all this pandemic and all these things. People did not want to go for handicrafts and similar items on a big way, and that is why our exports of these items were considerably reduced. You look at the chart of our various stages from October 21 to January 22 to April 22, fluctuating over a period of time. 22, yes, you saw a considerable increase in April 22. That is because of vaccines being exported from India. Now let us look at the balance of trade. We saw our import, now we saw our export. Go back to the first slide which I have shown you. Okay, now you come to balance of trade. Balance of trade, previously it was minus 26, now it is minus 30. That means we are negative balance of trade more than previous year. Why? Because imports has slightly decreased. But export, there is a greater decrease. Here, the anomaly has come in. And this is creating an increase in the balance of trade. And minus balance of trade means we have spent excess foreign exchange from our pocket, which we do not have. That means we may have taken loan from some other source, or we may have been relying from foreign direct investments, etc., etc., coming into India. Let's look at the current export trend, that is in April 22. Total export products, petroleum, 7.87 billion, pearl, precious stones and semi-precious stones, 2.45 billion, iron and steel, 1.79 billion. Drug formulations and biological items, 1.58 billion. Organic chemicals, 1.02 billion. These are the values of products being exported currently up to April 22. Top export to countries, United States has been one of the biggest places where we are exporting, worth 7.13 billion, UAE 2.86 billion, China 1.46 billion, Bangladesh 1.43 billion. You know, incidentally, Bangladesh is importing quite a large quantum of rice. Our parboiled rice, semi-boiled rice, which you may be knowing as Andhra rice, from Andhra and Telangana, going by full train loads are being exported to Bangladesh. And that is where there's a good market from here to Bangladesh. Then Netherlands, 1.42 billion. These are the country-wise export. I told you in the beginning that e-commerce is now becoming a very big tool, especially I would lay stress on small exporters. E-commerce is the electronically buying or selling of products on online services or over the internet. Nowadays, you can do your export marketing through the internet only. Go to the website of various countries, see what they want and start offering it. You need not phone them also. This is drawing on technologies such as mobile commerce, electronic fund transfer. These are all simplifications which have come about recently, and the simplification have become more so because of the pandemic, people not being able to go out. So that is where e-commerce has helped them to a very great extent. Online transaction processing, electronic data interchange of all correspondence, inventory management system is all online, and above all, it is automated data collection system. Any data that you want for any country or for any product, import and export, you can get that data online as a part of e-commerce tool. The success of cross-border e-commerce has become a new transaction mode for many business people. And many companies have invested enormously in all mobile applications. You are not able to go, but your mobile is able to go throughout the world. It can travel. You get the mobile in your hand, you are able to travel throughout the world and get all information sitting on your laptop itself. That is the major benefit for e-commerce as an export tool. And this tool is helping our small exporters, micro, small and medium exporters, MSME exports. Previously, they were finding very difficult to enter into the export market, but now MSME exports can play a crucial role in economy revival post-COVID-19. They are now playing a bigger role, and they are now contributing to over one-third of the GDP of India, while accounting for half of the country's exports. So 50% exports are going via MSME. And of course, technology is being used to lower the entry barrier for millions of these small business people across India. And that is where they are able to participate in many export opportunities. And this is where e-commerce exports can benefit the MSMEs more than anybody else. They have been given a quantum jump, a quantum leap, by creating a level playing field for any kind of business to access the global markets. This will also dispel the notion that exports are meant for large business houses. It's only they who can take their operations overseas. And we small exporters or newcomers, we cannot enter, we cannot go forward. No, that myth is broken by this e-commerce being used as an export tool. Well, friends, thank you. Yes, this is an exporter. Those who want to enter into exports, my dear exporters, please tell me, have you missed on any export opportunities? Thank you and good day.